welcome to Mailbox. Thank you very much for all your reception reports, comments, and Mystery Man competition answers. Before we get to those, let's hear some of your comments and opinions. Soumya Bhattacharjee writes from West Bengal.
I hope you remember me as your faithful listener since the days of Radio Prague's shortwave broadcasts. Today I'm listening to you for the very first time on the internet, and this is my first reception report to you or to any other radio station for their internet broadcast. Hence I'm feeling very strange. I've never heard Radio Prague so clearly, as always difficulties of shortwave were there. Listening to you was hence also exciting. However, I must tell you that I found no joy that I used to get in listening to you on shortwave. I miss you, really, and so do my DXer friends in India.
Let me say that we miss shortwave too, and we greatly miss the feedback from our shortwave listeners. Although Radio Prague discontinued its shortwave service earlier this year, listeners in the United States can still tune in to Radio Prague's English and Spanish broadcasts on the frequency 9955 kHz via Radio Miami International. Among them, David Ronka from North Carolina, who even sent us a reception report. Marlene Sherburn from Massachusetts listens to our internet broadcasts.
This is my first reception report I have written by computer. I hope I did it right. I listen often on the computer. This is what I bought it for.
Tim Moretsky from Florida says he enjoyed a recent Sunday music show featuring the band Hradišťan.
I enjoyed your folk music presentation very much. It was exciting to hear the great voices of this Moravian band, along with the various instruments. I look forward to hearing more kinds of Czech music in future programs. It is always a great pleasure to follow all your feature programs, as well as learn more about the Czech Republic.
Viktor Latovich from Florida responded to a report on a beer festival in Prague.
In my opinion, and I have tried to try them all, Czechs have the best beer in the world. While visiting your country, I most enjoyed Pilsen Urquell and Budvar, which are by far better than any German or U.S. beers. Dutch beers are very good, but the very best is in Prague and České Budějovice, not in Munich or even in Amsterdam, which is really, really good competition.
And now for your monthly quiz answers. Keith A. Simmons from France wrote,
Heinrich Landesmann was a poet and prose writer born in Austria in 1821. Very sickly as a child, his sight and hearing were almost completely destroyed at the age of 15. Later in life, he became totally blind and developed a form of tactile signing that was named after him.
Henk Portvliet writes from the Netherlands.
This month it was quite easy to name the person you are looking for, Hieronymus Lorm. At the age of 16, he lost his hearing, and also from early childhood he suffered from impaired vision. Despite this, he wrote many stories, poems, philosophical works, and novels.
Chan Chuang Meng from China wrote,
The mysterious person must be Hieronymus Lorm, who was an Austrian poet and writer born in 1821 in the South Moravian town of Mikulov. Lorm was a creator of one of the systems of hand-touch alphabet for the deaf-blind, called Lorm's alphabet, which is still in use in Czech Republic as well as many other countries.
Colin Law from New Zealand wrote,
At the age of 16, Heinrich was writing poems for magazines, and in 1843 he wrote Abdul, a long poem in five sections. When his liberal writing drew attention to him, he adopted the pseudonym Hieronymus Lorm and moved to Berlin in 1846 to avoid censorship and political persecution. In the revolutionary period of 1848-49, he returned to Vienna and joined the editorial board of the Wiener Zeitung, or Viennese Daily, which was then the official newspaper of the Austrian state.
Charles Konecny from Ohio wrote,
A remarkable fellow, Landsmann, Lorm, overcame his health handicaps to become a prolific poet and writer, and since he lost his vision and hearing, he also had to find a way to converse with people, so problem solved, as he went on to develop a tactile signing technique to communicate with others that is still used today. Heinrich was by and large a pessimist, and some of his writings ruffled a few political feathers, so many of his writings were under the pseudonym of Hieronymus Lorm, a rather interesting name. He also managed to get married and live to a rather ripe old age of 81. So despite his handicaps, Heinrich has much to be proud of. It was a life well lived.
Mary Lou Krennick follows our broadcast in Texas.
His career was spent as a distinguished poet, philosopher, and writer. Often he used pseudonyms, one of which was Hieronymus Lorm. Since he lost his hearing and had impaired vision by the age of 16, he invented a touch alphabet that he used to communicate with his family. He did not publish the system, but after his death, his daughter, Maria Landesmann, published the Lorm hand touch alphabet in the German language in 1908. Lorm's alphabet is one of the systems of touch-speech for deaf and blind people still used worldwide. It has been translated into many languages, including English, Czech, and Hebrew. The Czech modification of the original German Lorm's alphabet was created by Czech deaf and blind people organized in the Lorm Society in June 1993.
Hans-Werner Lollicke writes from Denmark.
I have noted that many of the mystery persons that has the privilege to be born in your country are in many cases Jewish. I wonder what nationality they consider themselves to belong to. I assume that the towns with three nationalities like Mikulov created somehow a milieu for producing genius people like Heinrich Landesmann. I hope multinational societies nowadays will be able to have the same result, that especially the minorities create talents. I guess we already see it in the sports world. Many national stars are sons or daughters of immigrants.
And Barbara Ziemba from the United States wrote this.
I so enjoy the mystery person of the month. Often it turns out, even if I know the person, I'm learning something new about him or her. This month is no exception. Hieronymus Lorm, pseudonym of Heinrich Landesmann, was born in Mikulov and raised in Vienna. His father was a Moravian merchant. Around the age of 15, Hieronymus lost his hearing and soon after began to lose his eyesight. He became totally blind. Lorm did much writing under pseudonyms to avoid political persecution. He died in 1902 and is buried in Brno's Jewish cemetery. Since he was both deaf and blind, he could only communicate by touch. He developed a form of communication called tactile signing. One form of tactile signing is hand over hand. Helen Keller used this method of teaching the deafblind.
Thank you very much for your answers. And this month, the prize goes to Bezazel Ferhat Ben Rabah from Algeria. Congratulations. And here's another chance for those who have not been lucky this time. Earlier this week, the US space shuttle Endeavour returned to Earth carrying a furry toy of the popular Czech cartoon character Krteček, or the mole. Another Czech-related piece of art was launched into space on board another NASA space shuttle several years ago, but was destroyed in a disaster in which all its crew members were killed. We would like to know the name of the artist who created that piece of art and himself had a tragic fate. Please send us his name along with your comments, questions and reception reports to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, by the end of June. Mailbox will be back on June the 18th. Until then, take care.